Imagine being able to charge an electric vehicle without stopping to plug it in. It's the kind of technology that could help ease worries like range anxiety and could really boost the transition to electric vehicles. And so it started with Eric D. Lawrence in the Detroit Free Press. The fact is, our governor has made an announcement that would make Michigan the first wireless charging infrastructure on a public road anywhere in the country. And that is getting countrywide, I would say worldwide, attention. And I'm happy to say the governor of the great state of Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, sitting across from me, and she asked permission to take her mask off for the interview. And I'm glad, because it's hard to understand people with masks on.
And not many people are up this early here at this conference, Paul W., so it's just you and me and a handful of others that thought it made sense.
And we've all been vaccinated, and we're hopefully all very safe. It went very well. You had three major things to announce. Can you go through those and explain them in the best, simplest way that you could?
We had a very busy day yesterday. Yeah. So, and all good news. I mean, for Michigan, we're really focused on moving this economy forward, and doubling down on advanced mobility is a crucial component to doing that. So a lane where you can charge while you drive is something that no one's created yet. It should be created here in Michigan. So we are excited about that. We announced it yesterday at Motorbella, which was so cool to see it in person. I hope people go and check it out.
Oh, and you beat the rainstorm. Today they had to cancel all events at Motorbella for the press because of the rain. But we're going to be there tomorrow and Friday broadcasting. Everything will be clean and green, as they say, and open. And I'm happy to hear, because you've seen it, I haven't, that it sounds pretty good.
It's very cool. And, I mean, you know, we are all terrain here in Michigan, right? And these vehicles need to be as well. So I know it's not fun to see it out in the rain, but that's part of the interesting part of having this outside is, right, it's seen in the elements. But also, we announced that, you know, we've got a good budget deal that really focuses on
some collaboration.
Yeah, we have bipartisan negotiations. I think it turned into a really great budget. There's a lot of coverage of it today. But, you know, it's really about investing in the middle class and growing the middle class, investing in our small businesses and making sure that we've got communities that are thriving. And so when we do these pieces, it's how we really get our economy to a place where it's strong and where there's real opportunity for everyone to be prosperous in this state.
In your view, Governor, how do we grow the middle class?
Well, I think there's a lot of investment that we have to do in terms of ensuring that we've got the education and skills necessary to get into high-paying jobs. Right now, we don't have enough workers in Michigan. We don't have enough workers that have the skills. So this budget really funds Futures for Frontliners, Michigan Reconnect. These are upskilling opportunities that level the financial barrier that keeps people from pursuing them. This is a great start, but we've got this historic opportunity with the American Rescue Plan dollars to take this to the next level and really put our state on the path for economic success. It's an exciting opportunity in front of us, and the budget's a piece of it, but these ARP dollars, you know, that we got from Washington, D.C., we need to invest these billions into the 10 million people that call this place home and make this a place where everyone can be successful.
You're very enthusiastic for 6:37 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always like this at 6:30 in the morning.
Okay. Ooh. All right. With all of these things in mind, you had to deal with something no governor has ever had to deal with. All governors across the country had to deal with it, but we're only concerned at this moment about Michigan, and that's a pandemic, of course. But what came with that is this American Rescue Plan money, and no other government, there's never been a situation, I think, for governors to get a bushel basket of so much federal money. How do you break that? I mean, that's kind of addicting, isn't it? I mean, all of a sudden, it's going to be gone, you know.
Well, we can't use this for one-offs. We can't use this for special projects or to help one thing or another or create something new. We've got to be really strategic about how we use these resources, and that's why we've been working so closely with the business community. As we put this My New Economy plan out there for everyone to digest, it's focused around affordable housing, making a long-term difference in that space. Mm-hmm. It's focused on closing the skills gap. When we get to 60 by 30, we've got the robust workforce that all the employers here are looking for and need. And that's why this plan really was informed by stakeholders, the business community, our workforce stakeholders. I mean, this is a collaboration. And this has to transcend partisan politics. The next 3 to 4 years, as Richard Florida is going to talk about today, are absolutely essential. And so we can't miss this opportunity in front of us. And we've got to be thoughtful and strategic as we're moving forward.
As I can tell you, as one of your many constituents, that we really do want you guys to work together, because nothing gets done if you don't. And we're kind of tired of watching everyone snipe at each other and fight and walking away without any accomplishments.
Me too. You know, I've been getting around the state, engaging with people. I do this work with Whitmer. I show up in workplaces and work alongside people. It's the best way to really understand someone's life. I've been doing Fix the Damn Road Ahead conversations across the state with 3 to 5 people. I mean, it's been informative. It's been energizing. It's also been sobering, right? We all need government to work. We elected a divided government, not a dysfunctional one. And that's why, you know, all the ugliness that's come my way, I don't return fire, because I got to stay focused on the things that matter. And I'm always going to make a seat at the table for anyone who really wants to solve problems. That's what the people of the state deserve, and that's what they expect.
Let's go back to what is, I mean, all these things are extremely important, Governor, no doubt. The one that's capturing attention, the attention of the country and the world, is having the first electrified road. Frankly, it's what we dream about. And we always kind of heard that there were certain things that needed to be done to the road. So when roads were torn up, we were hoping things were being put back in that could be used in the future with electrified vehicles. One of the things we probably never really thought of, we thought about it for guidance, but to actually charge the cars is really something. Does that technology exist? Did you announce we're going to put it in, or did you announce we're going to develop that technology?
We're going to do both. We're going to develop it and put it in. And right now, for instance, we're working in an incredible parking structure opportunity in Detroit with a number of partners so vehicles can self-park. I mean, it's exciting. It's not been developed yet, but it is in the works.
Wow.
Same goes here, and that's why Michigan needs to continue to be the epicenter of mobility. We've got, we've announced, you know, 15,000 jobs in this space. We are going to continue to push the envelope and do more and solve the problems that the world expects us to.
Your Mish Auto, and I say that as a part of MEDC and such, came out with Michigan is Automobility. Glenn Stevens gave us this little brochure that I'm handing off to you that people can find online at mishauto.org, and it's very exciting. It plays into our strengths, and it's just something we all have to look at and understand, because as much as we've tried to expand so that we're not just the automobile capital of the world, we can't stop thinking that the automotive capital of the world is something that we do continue to embrace, because it's that important.
Right. I mean, the industry is changing. Needs are changing. We've got to get smarter. We've got to stay in the pole position here. And I think we'll have some more announcements today about ways that we continue to transition our workforce so that they can take on the jobs that this advanced mobility is creating.
Governor,
so,
let me alleviate your pressure in having to present that later. You could just
tell you right now?
Yeah, you could just tell us right now.
I love you, Paul, but I need you to pay attention later today, too, so I'll wait.
And with that, we're out of time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Governor, very much. Have a good time. And I love the sweater that you have on. It says, Michigan, America's high five.
Have a fabulous high five. Have a great day today.
All right, you too, Governor.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by, Governor Gretchen Whitmer.